Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's your girl, Leslie. I guess I was muted, but it's your girl, Leslie Lush, back on the line with us, man. It's Friday. That was some new Eminem right there. You know what I mean? And with Pink, so it's definitely a new one from him. Shout out to all of our people that definitely come and show us love on Lush Radio Online. It's Friday. I know y'all got paid. I know y'all want to party and everything. 4th of July is just around the corner. What are you doing for 4th of July, man? I know I'm going to be up in the New York area, man, so check for the kid. I'll be up there for 2 weeks, so holler at me. Also, you know, we want to definitely shout out our sponsors, Capital Customs, you know what I mean, and all our Lush Girls International, and, you know, Mr. B. Palmer, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely our artist of the month, and we're definitely going to have some music from him also. And, you know what I'm saying, we're definitely supporting, you know, independent artists that's doing they want to. We live on the Builders, the Twitter check-in, and Freestyle Friday. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for my high co-host, the one and only Future Guru. What up?
Hey, Lush, what's up? Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight. I'm about to go crazy on the Twitter. I'm having to try to call a day early so I can, you know, try to get on Twitter tonight with y'all, you know, Twitter check-ins tonight, you know. And, you know, I called the early day. You know, I could have been out there working somewhere, but, you know, I want to run around. I want to run around with Lush tonight. I'm running around with Lush. So shout out to everybody in Jersey that I seen outside, you know. I know everybody out there getting it in, trying to make something happen. So go ahead and make it happen. Get your come up on. You know, if you didn't get paid today, you better go try something. Go try something.
You better do something. Yeah, oh, is it hot as hell out there? Because it's hot as hell. You can, like, roast eggs on somebody's ass today. It's freaking hot.
I feel like I'm deep in the heart of something, boy. I don't know. It's hot up here, so I can't. I don't know. It's hot. I ain't going to say hell, but I know it's hot. It's hot. It's definitely hot, you know. But I got the ACs and the fans popping, you know, whatever. Room to room. I ain't going to front here and say I got an AC in every room. It ain't like that. Sorry.
No, I got AC in here, but I'm saying if you're outside and everything, if you don't have to do nothing necessary, man, stay inside. Make sure you got that central air. And if you don't got central air, I feel sorry for you because, man, the heat this year is about to be really crazy. So it's best for you to get that AC. And if you don't have it, go purchase that. Well,
you ain't even catch the heat wave yet. Because Lush Radio, we got our own heat wave coming. Shout out to B. Palmer. Shout out to the only B. Palmer. Let's get him at the top of the show. Shout out to the hot things.
We're
going
to go into one of his songs in a few seconds. And I think we got our boy Bugsy live on the line with us. What up, Bugsy?
Bugsy. The guru.
Yeah, what it do, Bugsy? I know you out there, kid. You jumping in the water? You jumping in the water on the boat today, Bugsy? How we doing it, man? Can't take too many more boat rides without us, fam. I'm asking you because the water sounds cool. The water sounds cool to me. I was on the beach for Father's Day, too. Don't get it twisted. Happy Father's Day to all y'all. I happen to be on the beach for Father's Day all day under the sand dunes in the shade. So if you know, if you ever been to the private beach at Seaside Heights in Jersey, you already know Fork and River got the private. I'm in the shade, and we pitched the tent, but I was on the sand under the sand dunes in the shade. I ain't had to be in the hot sun. I don't like the sun like that. But I didn't get in that cold-ass water. I got my feet wet in the cold water, though. So what's up with the boat, Bucky?
Shit, man. No boat today, man. I got a little man with me today, man. We've been going hard all week, man.
I'm there. There you go.
Definitely, man. Yeah, definitely. And see, the other thing I definitely want to do is shout out all the people that's hard working single mothers out there. You know, that's out there trying to do something with this economy because we know this economy is messed up, you know. It don't even seem like this economy has changed yet. They said it was going to be just for that, like, since last year, but seems like it's rolling over to this year, you know. Well, we definitely doing, you know, some things. Shout out to Prolific in Boston, Prolific 210. Shout out to Live Wire Records, and shout out to also Inglewood Diva. Shout out to Y.B_LLF. Shout out to Miss Nola Queen. Shout out to Mia X. And definitely shout out to Talent Unlimited, Chocolate Mrs., and Colombian Princess, and Big Things. Definitely showing us some love on Twitter today on Less Radio Online, man. And another thing that's also a situation that's going on is this crazy oil spill that's going on. You got oil all over the place. You got the kids walking on the beach. They can't even really enjoy the beach right now. You know what I mean? They walking on the beach. It's oil on their feet. You know what I mean? And I really think that it was a whole setup, honestly, because on Real Talk, I didn't really see anybody kind of like hesitating to go and clean it up fast enough. I think they took their time. But I want to know what people think, man. How you feel about this oil spill? Calling at 347-826-7722. And besides that, they also got this general. This is a four-star general. The first thing you learn as a soldier is to protect your president. But your man started wilding out and saying all kinds of stuff about the president. Called, what's his name? The vice president told him that basically that, you know, he should bite him and all kinds of stuff. You compromise your mission when you disrespect the president. You over there in Afghanistan. They already against us already, you know. I don't even think the soldier should have never been over there. But, you know, he got fired. So, I mean, what can he do but to at least, you know, be retired out because he can't get another job. They done fired him already. You don't do that as a soldier, even if you don't like the president. You don't sit there and do it on, you know, on magazines and do it in on front of the media. You don't do that. But we're going to talk about that. Call in at 347-826-7722. But, guys, I want to know what y'all think about this oil spill, man. Y'all think it's a setup? What y'all think?
The oil spill, man. I got to say,
Go ahead.
The oil spill, man, I just want to send a shout-out to everybody that's really affected. Now, if y'all go, I want to just give a shout out to everybody that's really affected by this. Like, y'all could look and see how the devastation. When you start seeing the kids crying about the animals, you got to be touched a little bit. Like, that's genuine. Like, you know, I go there first. Like, to accept, like, the marine life is dying. Like, that's another thing. Like, that could happen to us. If the water life could die off, it's just like we could die off too. So, like, who would stop that from happening? What if something came out the sky and hurt us? So my first situation I'm become involved with it because I see the businesses that got hurt by it, people that was really trying to make a living at this fishing and this other, you know, restaurant business. But you know, those are the people that got hurt, that BP got to pay billions of dollars to. Like, I'm thinking about them first, who really deserved that check after this oil spill. Like, the people that. If you go look at that satellite down there, getting into what you said, Lush, I mean, it was dug and dug and dug until they bust a hole. So, like, that part of it, I got you, like, do they know the consequences of digging that far down? Like, first of all, like, I'm thinking that through. Like, if y'all put that plan into action, y'all see the consequences now. But who was at the head of the table and said, okay, drill? Like, so that's who wears that. But look at the signs of life after, like, it's the aftermath of this shit. You got oil washing up in Florida, and then where is it going next, man? Is it coming to the Jersey shores? Because
that's what I'm saying.
The cap just blew off. So that means all the oil that was pumping in the beginning is pumping more. Like, they tried to make y'all think and mislead y'all to saying that cap was doing something, but it was probably some bull crap to just throw you off in the beginning. Like, I'm not being thrown off on none of that satellite. I'm just, like, saying it ain't stopping yet. I don't want to hear about it's
pumping
less,
a little bit less. I don't think they stopped it yet. They talking about they poured all this, like, garbage to, like close it up or something. But I don't think so. And plus, they said prior they knew about the situation and they could have had made, you know, preparations to take care of it. But you know what? Who cares? When you greedy, you know, you don't pay attention to that. You don't care about the other people, the poor people that got to deal with it. Like, that's their livelihood. They got to go fish. But now they can't. Now they got to stay home. And now what happens to their families? You know? And this is the sad part. And Natalia informed me. Natalia's actually in Florida. She's part of Street Queens of Movement and Lush Radio Online. She actually informed me. She's out there in Florida, and she said basically they're talking about having an evacuation because it's so bad. That's crazy.
Bugsy,
how you feel about it?
No, man. I mean, I got mixed feelings. I think it's like one of those, like you said, they knew about it, but they kept it on the hush. I think they really didn't think it was going to come out to be that big, and once it did, they really ain't know how to handle it. So they looking on pointing the fingers and shit like that. Like, there's a little bit I seen about far as the president. Like, they was like, I think he had an arrangement to go somewhere, so he did a little bit of appearance and speaking on it, but it's just like, you can't really knock the man, because, like, what can he do? He's the president. He's not an oil man.
But how can they blame him, first of all? This is what I understand. How are you going to blame him when, first and foremost, you didn't even take care of the people that actually did it was BP. They the one that did it. Obama wasn't there when they did that. They did that, you know? That's crazy.
That don't make sense. That's the same thing with the war. Bush started that. Obama ain't started it. They pointing the hand at him on that. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just one of those to see how much a brother can take, man. But, you know, not to knock any race, but, you know, man, a black man going to make it through anything, man. You know what I mean? We done made it through some rough things. Like, I think they just trying to see how much he can. You know what I mean? But, yeah, he going to make it do what it do, man. I think it's just one of them point-the-finger situations where they don't want to take the blame, but they're gonna have to take that blame, man up.
No, they're gonna have to man up to that because, you know, and then also the other thing that they reported, they said that most of the ocean creatures that we barely have in the ocean that live in the Gulf, like certain these rare turtles and these rare fish, they done killed a whole bunch of them already. They did. They just had a whale that just died and beached itself on the beach and it died a couple of minutes later. You know, the birds are dying. And the sad thing about it, people don't understand that this affects all of us because it's part of the ecosystem. That's part of our food chain. And when that dies off, what happens to us next, you know? And also the water that comes in, it comes from the springs and all that stuff. When it gets contaminated, what are we going to do that? I mean, I don't even understand why they don't have an equipment as much as advanced as America is. Why don't they have a fallback plan, and apparently they said they did, to take care of the situation, to filter this water out of the ocean?
Let's not forget that your boy, now you talk about how it works. I want to know how this works. I ain't even mad at dude. This is one cat who has this company that is it really in question that they're going to pay Kevin Costner $12 million for just one of his machines to clean up this spill? How do you be able to charge $12 million and get that straight, like that straight money? Straight money for
That's
one
crazy.
Machine. $12 million for one of these joints. So you guess how many they say they're going to need for the oil spill? Well, wouldn't that take a whole lot of cloning of machines to say we're going to sell them for one joint for $12 million to get this oil? Like, come on. It's going to supposed to be recycling 90-something% of that oil. But how can you believe that? Who believes who? Like, that's when I get into it and say, yeah, yada, 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 12 million. Damn, is it really going to be that? Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's real serious. Like, a Hollywood dude, he got the answer for this? Like, Kevin Costner?
But this is crazy, though. How are you having to get at Kevin Costner? This is an actor in Hollywood. Like, isn't the world messed up when you got to call on a Hollywood actor to help you clean up? Save the seat.
Kevin Costner, the chief. Who we going to call? Jock Fam, don't think Jock Cousteau grandsons and everything is in there. Whoever up on Jock Cousteau or under. They calling his grandsons too, yo. But they probably gonna get down with Kevin Costner. Who wouldn't with $12 million in the chain? Who wouldn't? I would. I want to call Kevin now. Tell him I'm gonna put it on Twitter. That machine is a mother. That shit on Twitter.
Yo, Google is crazy as hell.
Holler at us, Kevin.
Said,
That's my G.
Google said, Twitter the machine right now.
I'm going to Twitter the shit out that promo on that, man. She ain't come out. Let him make 50 of them joints. Let me hear that 50 is coming out. Let me hear that they're going to make 10 machines. I'm going to be on Twitter with that shit.
Yo, 50 might go on that joint and start buying them joints himself.
Yeah, 50 might want
to make 50 or Jay-Z might go ahead and do that joint.
I know.
You know,
they
make some money off that. They be like the rappers and the actors save the world.
Because Kevin could be like, we are the world on that shit. Like, I got the machines. Make a hook for that. I got the machines.
Yo, that would be crazy as hell if they actually did a song about that. I got the machines. Oh, y'all killing me right now. That's crazy as hell, yo.
Kevin could put that together with Lionel Richie. I bet that. Bet that. They buddy these damn well.
You know Quincy going to put his hand in the pot.
You know Quincy in there.
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
No,
put his hand in there.
Concert.
We got another caller from the 347 Live in the building. We talking about the oil spill and talking about also the general that basically, you know, got fired because he was running his mouth too much. Caller from the 347, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Peace.
What's good, Lush? It's Castro. You act like you don't know, man.
What's up, Castro?
What's good, Guru? How you?
Soulja Boy looking like over here. What's up?
Yeah, I don't look like Soulja Boy, man. She going. I'm the pretty teeth motherfucker in the face and all that stuff.
He is. I call him pretty teeth motherfucker.
She's crazy, man. Anyway, Lush, how y'all doing, though?
We doing great, man. We talking about how Kevin Costner going to try to save the world, man.
I know, I heard, man. I heard.
That,
I want to interject about it. It's real sad because the general, I don't know his name, but he's supposed to be front line of the whole army of the case may be. He didn't even come out and try to say, like, how he felt. They had to find it in a magazine.
Mm.
That he said all this and bad talking about Obama. And it's sad because he's part of the team, and I swear, like, these people, elite people, they don't look at Obama as a president. Like, they don't say President Obama. They just say Obama. Like, that's kind of disrespectful. And so these people, like, to how you compare this to Katrina, where people lost their lives and you gave them, like, a dollar to leave their neighborhood, and they came getting back to say neighborhood. Not saying it's not bad that the animals are losing a lot too, but you can't compare what Bush did to Obama. Like, people died in a war, and people died in Katrina. And when Haiti happened, no disrespect to anybody from Haiti, like, you give millions of dollars to Haiti, but you can't give millions of dollars to people that's in Louisiana.
Not even that. Tell me about this, though. Even though they sent the money to Haiti, Haiti never got that money.
Yeah, Red Cross, they'll never give up that money.
And it's not even just the Red Cross. Haiti never got the money. They made the cameras look like they got stuff. Them people are still over there suffering. So all that other stuff was BS. You know what I mean? Them people are still suffering. The only way that they really going to get relief is if somebody takes a plane and goes into Haiti right now and actually takes supplies over there, because other than that, them people ain't showing us what they not showing us what's really going down in Haiti right now.
Oh, of course not. They don't show, that's news,
you know?
Period. They don't show you everything on news.
I'm going to tell you, my church sent them like $76,000, and they said themselves they never got that money. They still got stuff sitting in the church that they didn't even pick up to send to Haiti.
Wow.
They got stuff at the embassy at Haiti still sitting there at the embassy. Them people ain't never got that stuff. But I know them government officials got that. I know they riding around in them Rolls Royces and they eating steak dinners while them people over there eating dirt pies and stuff.
It's the whole thing, the rich stay rich and the poor. You got to balance the world out. It's sad that you have people and monsters like that don't care about people at all. It's just, they just want to pit When you see they see Obama, they just see a black man. That's all what they see. They don't see the type of accolades and accomplishments that come with that. They don't see that at all. So they have to put blame towards somebody.
Yeah, so let me play devil's advocate because I'm a true believer of the conspiracy theory, okay? And who's to say, you know what I'm saying, salute to our president and everything, but who's to say that wasn't just a ploy or a facade basically to cover our eyes to really see what's really going on, you know? Who really know what's going on behind the office? Because they only let us see what they want us to see at the end of the day. And number one, we can't blame one man because if you look at, you know, you got the executive branch, you got the judicial branch, and you got the legislative branch.
Yeah.
And really, you know, he's only a puppet of what the House and the Senate tells him to do. He can only do but so much. You understand what I'm saying? So if they decide to overrule what he say, what can he really do? You know? And then on top of that, man, you know, this general, let me talk about, because I'm an ex-military soldier. This general is a four-star general. The highest star you can get is a five-star general. This guy became a four-star general. This guy's 50-something years old. Instead of him pulling Obama to his side and talking to him man-to-man, your man goes into the magazines and starts talking about Obama is this, Obama is that. But you're compromising the mission because you're the head leader and general of the whole war to Iraq and Afghanistan. You're the man that Obama's giving all this information to lead his people to war. So how would you want to compromise your situation? The first thing you learn as a soldier is to serve your country and to protect your president. It don't matter if you don't like him. This is your obligation as a soldier. Why you wait until later to decide to do that? Like, you don't do that. You're not setting an example for your soldiers at all, you know, and it's messed up, you know. He got fired, so what else can he do? He can't do nothing. He can't go to no other unit, you know what I mean? They're not going to hire him. He got to retire out.
But he got
you got to talk to us, people. Tell us what you think. We're going to go to this song from your boy B. Palmer. You know, he is our artist of the week and artist of the month, actually. And, you know, check out his mixtape. If you go, my boy, Future Guru has the link up. Go on the Twitter link, whether it's Future Guru 100 at Twitter or Let's Radio Online, he has the link. Make sure you go download and go check out information on B. Palmer. He's definitely doing his thing. Shout out to the – go ahead, Guru.
It's on Let's Radio Online, too. Matter of fact, just send them there. It's blog.
Yeah.
It's blogging like we crazy around here. Y'all know
we don't even
use that word bloggers around here. Y'all know we the top dog bloggers. Y'all want to say bloggers all you want, man. Whatever, man. Whatever. We blogging shit out of that. Yeah, we here blogging.
Oh, we about to go into the song real quick. V. Palmer and Louis Hill.
Ahead,
we about to come back on Lush Radio Online in a quick second.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for this switchboard. This switchboard is wilding right now.
Switch it up, switchboard. Come on, B. Palmer.
This switchboard is wilding.
Palmer is live on my Twitter, by the way, right now. He know what it is. I think he's really going to be, like, checking.
Yeah, definitely shout out to B. Palmer.
He's feeling the promo. He's definitely
he's like
a superstar
on
the Twitter
board. What we got going on over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also shout out to my girl, Miss Craft, Shanice Craft, The Harsh Reality. She did the hot book, man. I first got my copy of the book, so definitely shout out to her. Make sure you purchase the book at Barnes & Noble. It's by Shanice Craft, and it's called The Harsh Reality, A Possible Dream, a memoir of hard times, good times, and better times. Make sure you pick up that book and support what she got going on over there. Definitely support that whole movement. And we got a new song from Deck ENT. We got an artist from Deck ENT. Her name is Dija. She's actually DJ. We want to be playing her song also, and also a song from Molly Man from the Baltimore area. We're going to be playing that tonight on the show on Let's Radio Online. And also, you know what I mean, call in and tell us what you're doing for 4th of July, man. Tell us where the cookout's at, because I'm trying to come and stop through and get a plate. What's good? Holla at me. You know?
Yeah, right.
I'm about to do a Lush Radio crash. What's good?
Yeah, crash. I like that one. That sounds like I need to get with you. Yeah, double crash. You know how we get when we side by side. Tell them how we get when we side by side. We was in Brooklyn doing it like that. That was like
yeah.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, and everything wrapped into one. Shout out to the Marcy Projects, man. They showed us love. You know how we team up. Leslie, when we stop outside, this anything probably will go down. They gonna love us wherever we go.
Marcy Project showed us mad love, though. Seriously.
Shout out
to them. Shout out to the Marcy Project. Shout out to everybody in New Jersey. Shout out to everybody in the Boston area in the DMV. You know,
Chill Trees and the Swamp Thing.
Yeah, and shout out to the Swamp Team. Also, shout out to Capital Customs and stuff. And shout out to our girls from the Lush Radio Girls International. And tell them a little bit about the ladies before I can get this song working on the switchboard, because it's going wilding out right now.
I got a Twitter check-in. You know how I do it. My Twitter check-in has got to be official. So y'all listening for Twitter check-ins. Here's one. It's Lush Girls, INTL. Yeah, Lush Lush Girls International and Lush Radio Online is your network and your link to models and promotions. So we really going to change the game. I'm telling y'all a little bit about it because the shirts are on deck. You can hit up Lush, and we will hit you with the PayPal information to get the shirt. Now, how the hell do you think this shirt going to work? You think you're going to send us a check in the mail before you get the shirt first? Nah. Hit the PayPal. You know, let's all act like we scientists on this shit. Let's all get real scientific on this PayPal. It's the PayPal link that Lush got directly linking you in with this whole situation. It's Lush Girls International, Lush Radio Online. Get that love. Start the love. Like, you know, send it to us and we're going to set it off. And that's for models worldwide. We don't just promote y'all in New York. And we got ATL popping in D.C. and Maryland, Virginia and Jersey, and definitely taking out to Houston, Texas, and North Carolina and South Carolina, too, and Boston. Shout out to Rakaya. Rakaya is checking in. Going to be a little hustle bunny for Lush Girls.
Yeah, Rakaya is hot. Rakaya is definitely hot.
She's definitely
going to
be in the Boston festival out there, Bubsy. Rakaya is going to be in the festival on dancing in costumes and stuff, so she's going to be... shout out to the festival
we
going down there.
I had to link you up with her, man. She's hot.
Oh, yeah,
the festival.
Rakaya going to be in the festival, so shout out to Rakaya. I'm going to put her on my Twitter in a minute that I just shouted her out. So if anybody listening, check out Rakaya. You already know she Lush Girl material. Like, everybody might not get to make it, you know, because y'all really got to be ready to get this money with us. Because if you ain't, we're going to leave you behind, yo. I'm telling you, everybody ain't gonna make it, man. He said everybody's gonna make it. I know that already. He said he keeps it 100. I'm gonna keep it 100. He said a lot of people will enter only if you win. Oh, I like that one. Yeah. I mean, you know, we winners, man. It's the winner's circle. We stay in the winner's circle. Let's stay in the winner's circle. If y'all trying to get there, y'all need to holler at us first, and then we'll show you the team. The team that we already rocking with is in the winner's circle. Me and Lush see him fast and approaching this shit. Pardon my language right now, but me and Lush stay in the winner's circle. I'm putting that out there. So that's what the team leaders is at. Everybody following, trying to get there, man. Y'all already know what it is. This Twitter shit ain't that slow. Y'all better catch up.
If you're tuning in right now, people calling at 347-826-7722, we want you to go ahead and give a quick plug in. Tell us what you're doing right now. Tell us what state you're calling from, and tell us what your Twitter is. It's Twitter Roll Call. It's Twitter Roll Call calling at 347-826-7722, and tell us what your Twitter is and why we should be following you today.
Ooh,
we're
going to
go to this song real quick from B. Palmer. And when we come back, the question of the day is it okay to be smashing a chick that's married? But she kind of said she's separated. Let's talk about it. Come on, play. This guy ain't trying to play for me for nothing.
Technical difficulties.
I'm having technical difficulties with my home switchboard. It don't want to play my music. It's just hurting me today.
I know the playmaker gonna come sooner or later. But let me just give a shout out to Inglewood Diva like you did, cause you know she goes in with the work, yo. Like you can go on her Twitter and see that she's doing her promo. She goes to different events, you know. And that's when I just said the difference between those who gonna make it and those who ain't. Y'all could just see some of the girls who we got on staff, man. And you know we ain't tweeting them for nothing. They all busy, and just like we are, they getting busy, you know, staying busy. So that's, you know, that's one shout out I wanted to give out. Rudy Moose, shout out to DJ Alamo, and Presley Girl, the whole Trenton fam is standing up for the boy, Future Guru 100, and they rocking with Lush automatically. Like, it's a lot of people that's out there, got their own thing going, but they know they see us, man. They ain't even trying to get in our lane or nothing, man. I respect that more than I do. There we go. Switchboard working.
Wait a minute. You ready? Wait a minute. Wait a minute, girl. Asking you to text if they looking ground. What's up, mama? Talking like she real when I know she won't. No, you won't, girl. Whisper in my ear that she can take me on a long ride. Since she grab me like, come on and dance. And then she start to drop it low. Booty bouncing up and down like, ow, ow, ow. Her girlfriend call her, let him know. She proceeds to let me know. Then she holler out, let's go.
Let's go,
I got what you need tonight.
She's looking good with that t-shirt and her panties on.
With them panties on, and then she start to drop it low. Booty bouncing up and down like, ow, ow, ow. Her girlfriend call her, let him know. She proceed to let me know.
Whoa, wait a minute, stop.
Let's go.
Let's go,
cause I got what you need tonight.
She's looking good with that t-shirt and her panties on.
Me to figure out what I gotta do to get you back to my house. Yeah, baby, you know, I'm so real. What is this, deal or no deal? I get you high like you wanna expel. Cloud nine, this is how the pressure fails. I'm not bragging, I know that I can get it cracking. Are you down for some action? Cause I could beat it up and have you call me Joe Jackson. And this shit go, jumping off on the first, don't make you up unless you do it to every Joe you know. So if you ready, come on and
let's go.
She's looking good.
was your boy B. Palmer right there. Love me long time. The more and more I hear that song, the more and more it gets stuck in my head. So it's one of those songs that if you play it like constantly, it gets stuck in your head. You know what I mean? So definitely support B. Palmer on Twitter and support his whole entire movement he got going on. And, you know, like I said, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and make sure you follow us, Future Guru 100, at Lush Radio Online, at The Real Bugsy, Genius Music, Colombian Princess, Ebonesha, and K-Star Beauty, man. It's Lush Radio Online, and we definitely supporting the real people out there that's definitely in the hustle. And make sure you log on to the blogs and check out. But we have B. Palmer featured on there as Artist of the Month. And if you would like to be Artist of the Month featured, it's only $50. Only $50. You get paid at the top of the show, at the end of the show for the whole month. We go ham on Twitter for you. And we definitely, you know, promote you. And you get your little, you know, spotlight on the show. So that's what we do on Lush Radio Online for you guys. And we definitely love everything that you guys are doing. Trying to get my boys back on the line with me. And also, man, you know, I think it's summertime, you know, 4th of July. You know, don't forget not having your picnic without watermelon, you know. You know, we black folk, we love watermelon, so shout out to the watermelon eaters out there. I know we used to have watermelon eating contests back in the day. Make sure you bring out the double dutch jump rope, you know, take it back in the day. You know what I mean? Shout out to all them ice cream truck cats that's out there that, you know, make their money doing the ice cream truck thing. You know what I mean? I think I need to invest in that during the summertime, actually, because that's where the money's at. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, everybody want a lollipop. Everybody want an icy, you know? Y'all remember them big, fat icies that we used to have back in the day? You used to go to the bodega, the little corner store, and they had the big, huge icies you used to get back in the day? If you remember them joints, call in at 347-826-7722. And tell me your icy story, you know, when you used to get them big old icies back in the day and stuff like that. Call into the show at 347-826-7722. Just waiting for my switchboard to load back up for me, ladies and gents. And like I said, make sure you check out B. Palmer. Also, like I said, we got the shirts on sale for you know, the Lush Girls International. And, you know, make sure you hit me up on my email. If you're trying to be considered to actually even get your song submitted just for review for us on Lush Radio Online, hit us up at, you know, CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com or FutureGuru100@gmail.com and stuff. And I think Guru's back on the line with us, and we have my boy, Y.LoyalB, and our boy Bugsy Live on the line with us. So can y'all tell me, do y'all remember getting them icies back in the day and stuff? When y'all was younger,
the joint.
Big fat icies?
Oh, most definitely too. Go see Poppy at the bodega. You already know.
Hey, I just actually got finished making me an icy fresh out of Kool-Aid.
Hey, you got to the project to get those all day. You already know.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
The white styrofoam cup.
You can peel it down as you go.
Anybody that's in Newark, I'm gonna tell you what I see that y'all might not see. I don't know if they doing it out there like that, but whoever in Newark, you already know how it is. If you're in North Newark, the carts are everywhere with the you know, the Latinos and the Mexicans with the ices on the carts.
But
so now they infiltrate. Now they infiltrate Avon Ave, so I know it's really getting deep. They used to be in the North Newark area where they are. But now that they bringing it to the hood, they blending right in. They getting apartments now. So, like, yo, why they right there, man? If they live right there, they can sell it on the block. They in the hood, like, they moving to the hood to sell these joints. So, they getting their cart work up, man. I'm talking about ladies out there with their little babies on the side. I mean, they in front of the schools now, double parked and shit. Like,
all I can say is that they the new black people. Word up, like Hispanics is the new black people.
Really,
and seriously, like Hispanics, so they come here, and yo, they work hard as hell for not that much. And so all they want is just some beers, yo. They be like, can I get some Corona?
They moving on.
They want
Corona with the lemon,
son. They own all the McDonald's franchises, son. They open up little stores. Yo, you
real
hot friends, yo. Son, yo, do you see the laundromats? Laundromats is making crazy money off of Hispanics, son. I swear they don't wash their clothes for like a whole week, son. Like, they, especially the Mexicans, yo. The Mexicans is off the hook, yo. And I love me some Mexicans. I love Hispanic people. But, yo, them Hispanic stretchers are straight off the boat, man. Yo, them cashes, they fail our economy. That's why I don't really understand this whole immigration law. Because real talk, how you going to take them when they make the economy? The Hispanics make the economy. For real. I'm saying, though, can I get me one of them icy cars? I'm trying to get some bread like them, too. Son, they got icy cars every corner.
From the Avon Avenue in Newark, yo, doing the real business. They not on every other block yet, like they is in North Newark, but, like, on Avon, they, like, going up. They going up from all the way from down the hill, coming up the hill. There's going to be some carts out there, so they getting their cart work up. That's all
yo,
I got
They got like, little Spanishville on every state that there is. There's an area where it's nothing but Hispanic. In every area, there's just nothing but Hispanics, yo. And they multiplying like roaches, like, you know,
If they multiplying like that, what if one whole family got six carts? I mean, you got to say, yeah, y'all paying $2 icy. What if one family got six carts? Yo, that's bread coming in the house, bro. Okay, how you look at that? You just talk about multiply. I like them numbers because you know they're going to get it in. So, what if it's a three-family house? What if it's a three-family house with 18 carts? Stop playing. Yeah, figure that out. Yeah, all right, now y'all caught that, huh? Three-family house. That's 18 carts. I'm playing with you.
Wow. He said they can push your carts like bubs in a wire.
Wow. It does. He's going in with the ice carts. A three-family house got 18 carts. Yo, add that, do that math. That's just water and ice. Man. Put it in. I'm playing with you.
Word. Oh, my God. Ooh,
y'all better get your game
hell.
Up. Step in the arena. Step in the arena.
Yo. Yo, since we are talking about the 4th of July and everything like that, can y'all give me one of your, like, y'all favorite, you know, things y'all used to do back in the day when you was younger on 4th of July and stuff that you wish they still did nowadays?
Man, we used to hoop all day. Hoop all day.
Man, you can still do that now, man. Come on now. Oh,
hell no,
now.
I can't still do that now. I got the oxygen in lungs. Nah. Hell to the nah. I'm going to have an ass lip tap or something. Hell no. Yo, that used to be it. Wake up at about 8, go hoop all day, then let them M80s off at night, you know? That's what we was on.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there. The M80s, that was mine. I was about to say that. But I didn't want Lush to hit me with the still do, because I'm about to say the M80s myself. That's what I was about to say. That's the first thing that, you know, come to my mind, because that was the, if you wasn't doing it with the M80s, you really wasn't really popping, so everybody was going where they was at, like when I was little. Like, firecrackers and all that was cool, and your little bottle rockers was definitely on point. But, you know, people don't get them by the boatloads. People don't get them by the boatloads on the 4th no more. Like,
man.
People just got busted in New York with a whole stash of them, and they made an example out of them already in NY. I just heard that on the news yesterday. A whole family, they had them buried. They was watching them. Like, damn, they watched them bury them shit? How do you let them get that far? Why you let them bury them? Take the damn thing.
You see them digging the hole? You see the hole? You see them digging? All right, that's the hole right there.
Wow. Crazy. Why you going to let them dig them shit? Dang, she just nabbed them. Yo, I don't understand that, but that's how they did it. Whatever.
Yo, that's crazy as hell. Yo, they buried the joint.
Before,
I don't even understand why they took all the fun out of 4th of July, because, like, before we could light our own firecrackers, we would take the fire. And remember the firecrackers you used to get from, like, the ice cream truck or the little corner store, and you just throw them joints and scare people back in the day?
Do
y'all remember Sparkle?
So you was like... I'm not even going to put it. Sometimes the sparkles was like, that's all you had. That's how you had to rock, yeah? That you the last man standing with a sparkle. You could be the last man standing with a sparkle and still might catch you a couple of girls. Like, yo, I got a sparkle. Like, sparkle. It's a whole two of them. A whole two of them shit. If you ain't got shit else, yo, light them shits up. You might get some action.
Oh, shit.
Going in. I'm talking real talk. Let me have a 20-pack of sparkle at the end of the night. I'm lighting them shits probably all at once.
All at once. Slamming them in the head
and
both hands. I'm going to light them and throw them.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. He said he's going to light them and throw them. You
just
are
wait.
Crazy as hell.
I'm just going to wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That, like, was so hilarious, man. We got, like I said, we got a song from Deck ENT from our girl. How do you say her name? Because I don't want to say her name. Because I don't want to say her name. DJ?
DJ.
You know, the one thing I don't understand about black people when they come up with these names.
Hey, Bobby, she ain't calling herself Key Lolo. She good.
Yo, when they come up with these names, man, you be like, hold up, how do you say this shit?
You got a chick named Lucifer.
Like, they could take a word like Alizé and make it into some foreign shit. Like,
and then, yo, and on top of that, they spell this shit all crazy, though.
Yeah. And you be sitting here like, yo, hold up, man. Maybe something wrong with me or something like that, man. But
you might be French.
Eminem got some new music out and stuff. You know, he's trying to come back with a comeback and stuff. But you know, they said Dre's whole album just flopped. It just flopped. You know, all this buzz that
got
out of
here.
What?
I heard that got leaked 2 weeks before it even dropped.
Yeah, they said that joint got leaked. They said it dropped, you know what I'm saying, flopped. It was just crazy. And I'm like, all this momentum, all this tightness for your dude, and they just said that joint was gone. But you know what? He should have even came out with the album, yo. He should have had not even done that because, see, like, he should have kept the anticipation going with the people, right? You know?
Damn.
And just kept it like that.
Though.
Huh?
We was waiting for a minute, shit. I thought he never was coming out with an album.
he said he never came out with one, man. I mean, shoot.
I don't really knock on cats like that. But my thing with him is, you know what I mean? Like he went from playing with on the TV show in a wheelchair to smoking weed, popping bottles, and Sue whooping like. You can't go from Nickelodeon to Thug Life like that. Like you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? They had to scruff him up because, you know, the real G's, the real dudes, not going to look at him, you know, like a real man. Because, you know what I'm saying? He was all that Pretty Boy. Because when he first was coming out, his name was going to be Pretty Boy Drake. You know, ain't no real dude. He was like, hold up, son. No homo, son. But I'm not going to call you Pretty Boy, son. Word up. You know what I mean?
Floyd shut that down. Floyd shut him down. Floyd said he Pretty Boy. Floyd shut that shit down.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, I'm gonna give him that. Yeah, that's
crazy as hell, though. It's
because
you can't really take
that from Floyd Mayweather at all.
Yeah. Man, I mean he is a pretty ass nigga though.
I mean you know
he's
I'm saying
pretty ass
long time ago, so I think he willing to fight for the joint, you know. He willing to fight for the joint.
You know your boy Drake ain't willing to fight over no Pretty Boy name.
No,
hell
that's
no.
That's all I'm trying to get at.
Your man might start crying and stuff. Like, hold on. I'm just Drake. Come on. Then it ain't nothing at all. Hold on.
Boy, Mayweather, that's my foot.
I'm from Canada. Hey.
I'm from Canada.
My man Trey. My man Trey said, I'll sing it out with you, B. We can sing it out.
Okay.
So my man will bust out a song on that nigga like, yo, son, hold up. And it's over, and it's all over, hold up. The man is pretty warm, baby, blah, blah, blah. Oh, shit. Yo, that is crazy, son. Oh, my God. That would be so hilarious, man. It's funny, man, but, you know, everybody, it is 4th of July coming up, so guys, be safe, man, you know, when it comes to the 4th of July, man. Don't get too twisted so y'all know what's going on. And the question of the day is, should a man, or even if it's not a man, should a woman date a man that says he married but he's separated, and should a man date a woman that says he married but she's separated? You know what I'm saying? When you say separated, is that a warning sign? You know what I mean? Let's talk about it. Is that a warning sign when they say separated? Because you got to check out the pros and cons. She could get back with shorty. Or, you know what I mean, dude could get back with shorty. Or they could still be smashing. You don't really know the situation. You know what I mean? And should feelings get involved in it, or should you just smash and keep it moving? Let's talk about it on Lust Radio Online. Should I smash you if you're married? You feel it as hell.
Should I?
Yo, call it at 347-826-7722. Guru, man, what you think about that whole situation, man?
Ah, man, that's deep, man. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not even going to condone it, man. I mean, I know it's a tough issue right now, man, but, yo, I gotta
you
say, gonna
tell
you know,
me you ain't never smashed the marriage shit. Come on.
Now. I said I ain't condoning. I can't. Don't open up a can of beans. Don't open up the cans like that. We ain't the can open the show. It's not. Right. We ain't opening no cans.
Yo,
not opening
unless you smashed off the sparkles though. Off the sparkles.
He said he got the sparkles in the Jimmy hat.
I definitely want to say, you know, shout out to all the married folks and keep your thing together, man. But it ain't gonna last if you're going in like that, you know. So I'm gonna be real neutral on the issue. Like, yo, I don't condone it, but y'all know how it is. How this is just like the vows are taken lightly, man. So I'm going like that's how that ends up happening. So
Bugsy,
how you feel about it, man?
I mean, I don't believe in marriage, period. So, I mean, I think that's just insurance. In case we don't work out, this is what happens. But, I mean, hey, people do it. If you're not getting it at home, I guess you can get it from somewhere else. I mean, that's a rule of the book. If you ain't satisfied at home, go get satisfied.
How does it get to that point, though, man? You know, we can go around that one a little bit. I'm definitely like, yo, how do we get to that point? Because I'm just thinking of from the fact of it, if it's a dude getting his lady is getting smashed on, like she out there running around, yo, that's unbearable. I don't even want to feel for the dudes like that. I'm gonna keep it 100, man.
He must not be giving it like he used to. You know?
That's not a good look. It's definitely not a good look for the fellas if his girl is out there.
He said,
I don't want to look at it inside it.
But see, you know, the same thing like y'all guys say, if you ain't going to do it with me here, I can always find somebody that, just like, you know, when it comes to downtown and deep sea diving and stuff, you know.
Ooh,
some of y'all men ain't good at doing deep sea diving, Or y'all don't want a female to train y'all how to DC die so she can, you know, get that escalation and that orgasm, you know, the way they want to. So maybe they might have that other shorty that might want to give it to them right. And so, you know, but what if the chick comes to you and say, look, man, real talk, baby, you know what I mean? I don't think you're hitting it like you're supposed to be. How would you feel as a man, dang, if she said that to you?
Oh, I tell her like Bernie Mac, she better get hers before I get mine. If she don't, she flash out of fucking luck.
Is you dirty, man? Yo, why not? What would you do?
Oh, man. Domestic violence, dude.
Vitamins. Wow, that's crazy. Go. What would you do?
Say what?
What if you was married and your shorty said you just ain't hitting it the way that you should used to, man? What would you do?
Wow. You have to get into the rectifying. You have to go counseling, man. I got some serious information. You gotta go see your China man or your Jamaican dude with the tiger bones or the Chinese herbals, yo, and fix that, man. You don't need all that. Get the naturals, yo. Go get the natural stuff. Don't get bent on the Viagras and all the Levitras and all that. I mean, you know how that go. But look, it's natural stuff out there. Guys, that's going to be your only remedy. Like, remedy that. Like, you know what I mean? Go to the health food store, whisper in the dude's ear. Like, that's the counseling I'm talking about. You know, counseling talking to a doctor ain't going to fix that. You got to go to your local health store, man. Fuck.
You got to go to GNC.
I'm going to ask y'all another question in a second. We got a caller from the 973. Caller from the 973. You're live on Lush Radio Online. And we're talking about if you was married and your woman or maybe your man came to you and said, yo, you just not doing it like you supposed to. What would you do? 973, what's good?
Nah, Lush, I switched phones. That's me. That's Guru on the 973.
Sure. Okay, cool.
Yeah, leave that. I just didn't want to hang up like that abruptly. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm cool then. Yeah, go ahead. But you got my answer. Go to the herbal store, man. Talk to the China man. Talk to the tiger bone. Yeah. Make his own life with the tiger bone.
Either
a little cup.
Either listen to your man, Guru, or you better hit that 4 o'clock infomercial on that 1-800-TIP. I better go get you some. That 4 o'clock infomercial, I can help your stamina.
Oh my God.
That's the counseling you need, Jack. You need the health food store. If she tells you to go to the health food store, man, run there. Yeah. Jump in there, find a 24-hour joint. Because she wants on that night, so knock it off. Go get it.
So, and the other question is, if your woman came to you and said, look, baby, I don't think you're big enough for me. And she just out of the blue just said, I don't think you're big enough for me, baby. Would you be willing to go and get surgery to extend your thing for her, your Johnson? Would you do it? Yes or no? And why?
No, you go get
it. Yo.
Who just said that? Why that Loyal V? What would you do?
Man. Hey, I ain't going to get shit. Hey, nobody's touching my shit with she better trim them walls down there. That's what she better do. Shit.
Oh, man. You is crazy. Guru, what would you do?
No.
Would you get an extension? You want to get an extension?
You know what I do? I'm out of that one. I'm good. I'm Jeezy good. I'm extra good. You better ask the panel. Guru is seriously good. Ask the panel, yo. I'm straight.
Yo, Bugsy, what would you do? Bugsy, what would you do? If she said, if your woman came to you and said, look, man, your joint just not big enough for me, man. Would you be willing to get an extension for me? Would you do it? Yes or no? And why?
Nah, I wouldn't. And I'd ask her who she been sleeping with. I'd be like, who you been sleeping with? I've been fine all this time. All of a sudden, you didn't mess around, and now you, nah, I'm not, no. Hell no. I'm like, who you been sleeping with? Who you been sleeping with? When he said that was my fit. You done fucked up my fit.
Oh, yeah, he fucked it all up, too.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that is hilarious like hell. Oh my god, we got some more new music. We're gonna play this song from Guru. Please say her name, cause I.
Yo, shout out to Deck Entertainment Cross, and this is DJ, and the full title is DJ the Hood Diva, so it's just DJ, it's DJ, like not DJ, it's DJ, DJ, like D and then J, like instead of, you know.
The I sound like an A.
Yeah, DJ, you can say DJ the Hood Diva, that works. So shout out
yeah,
to
shout out to Deck and
she's from Brooklyn too, y'all. She's like. From the NY. You
shout
already
out to
know.
DK.
Shout out
that's
to
that's what it
out.
Is, man.
Yeah, shout out to the whole NY, y'all.
So we gonna go into this song, man. You know, this is one of our hotter knots, man. Let us know what you think. Give us your feedback about it. Let us know. Do you like it or you don't like it? And we're playing it live right now. And we're gonna be playing something from Cut Castro in a second also. So we're gonna play this joint real quick. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, I'm so raw with it, y'all should call me Salmonella. Yeah. I seem to get these bitches sick, cause they know I'm realer. Got your nigga eating me out, shot of vanilla. There's something about this bitch, Mary Jane, man, filler. Yeah. I'm looking in the mirror, that's my only competition. Yeah. Aiming at these birds, let it off, no missing. Find me in the kitchen, that's how I'm making a living. I have you on that all white diet, Richard Simmons. Shout out to New Beginnings for dry cleaning my linen. And all these losing bitches for confirming my winning. I'm such a cocky bitch, attitude, circumcision. I'm what the gang's been missing, like the kids on television. Niggas fucking with small money is pedophile. I'm out to eat these bitches up raw, Mr. Child. Killers on speed dial because of my lifestyle. Never trust a motherfucker cause he crack a smile. Double D's, nice ass, and it's all real. Silicone in a gunfight, she might feel. Fake is the new real, I guess I'm not in. Styling on these bitches, how the fuck they gon' win? Pour my pockets hurricane the way they overflowing. Diamonds got me with a halo, bitch, I'm glowing. Y'all bitches make it rain, I have your block snowed in. Young crackhead, bitch, call her Lindsay Lohan. My closet looking like the mall on you bitches. Coming out the face, I'm a store on you bitches. It's nothing to me though. Bank card is unlimited. Roll with 50 niggas. All you seeing is many men. I don't fuck with gentlemen, I want a thug, nigga. Come out your place, yellow tape, couple slugs, nigga. Y'all can't handle the beef, vegetarian. Smoking trees by the duffel bag, rastafarian. Hottest in the hood, but yet I never been caught. Rack up on material things, real cannot be bought, nigga.
Sell that shit in the store, nigga.
Cause I'm raw, bitch, I'm raw.
All right. DJ, Hood Diva, representing the BK area. Shout out to Deck ENT for serving us this joint right there. And I want to go back and hear the feedback from the fellas. Tell us what you think about it. And people in the chat room, shout out to CD Maggie in the chat room. Tell us what you think about the song. Guru, what you think about that, fam? Guru, what you think about it? Waiting for this thing to pop up. What's going on with it? Here we go again with this craziness with the switchboard. I want to know what you guys think about this song, you know, from DJ.
You need a new switchboard.
Yeah, I do. Somebody need to purchase me one. Holla at me. Shout out to Blog Talk for acting crazy. Yo, Bugsy, what you thought about that?
Yeah, Shorty did a thing, man. I mean, I didn't expect it to be hot body like that, but she get the capital H for me today. And she kind of remind me of Foxy a little bit. Foxy, my bitch, but you know, she kind of remind me of Foxy Brown a little bit with her style.
Well, people be saying that's their bitch. Does that mean they smash them or something? Like, what is that? Like, when you say somebody's your bitch, what that mean?
I mean, I rock with her. You know what I mean? Like
you
when you rock with. I fuck with her. She's cool people. You know, that's my best. I fuck with her. Like if you rock with her, you be like, yo, that's my nigga, man. You know what I mean? I fuck with her. You're a cool dude. You know, but a female, you can't say that's my dude, cause you don't really stop talking. So I just be like, yo, that's my bitch, man. You know, she cool people. You know.
Yo, I don't know if everybody else is live on the line. Goo, you still there with me? I don't know if his line is open. Why dot Loyal B? Why dot Loyal B, you there? Hold on one second. Let me see what's going on.
I think they're going to go get some
icies. They might have went to go get some icies and stuff. I got to see what's going on with this switchboard. But like I said, man, we just played that joint. I want to know what the people think about it in the chat room. Let me go in the chat room. Shout out to all the guests and everybody that's definitely supporting us on the show. I don't know what's rocking, what's going on with this switchboard and stuff. Blog Talk, me and them going to fight today. Me and them are definitely going to fight today with this craziness. But like I said, the song was actually, I didn't expect it to be as hard as what you just said it was going to be. I didn't expect it to be hard either. You know, when they said the Hood Diva and stuff, I was expecting more like, and all that, you know, that little sassy. But she came out hard, you know.
Uh-huh.
She came out like she was going to smack the hell out of somebody and shit.
She said she want a hood nigga. She don't want none of them little scared niggas on the block.
Yeah, definitely, man. We're going to be playing bottle service in a second from your man, Cut Castro and stuff. I'm still waiting to see if the switchboard is going to work for me. If it doesn't, you know, then I'm going to have Bugsy and stuff. Oh, man, this drug is wilding out. But if you guys are checking out movies, on July the 1st, a lot of people watch this cartoon saga. It's called The Last Airbender, you know, Avatar, you know, and Avatar, The Last Windbender, is actually going to have the live movie July the 1st. So make sure you check that out. It's definitely going to be hot. And a lot of people that like actually some gamers, the people that like to, you know, play games. There's actually, y'all know, y'all remember the action figure game called Mortal Kombat? Now they got Mortal Kombat The Rebirth that's supposed to be coming out. And from the trailers that I've seen, it looked like it's going to be hot. It looked realistic. It looked like they're explaining exactly where, you know, everybody came from and stuff like that. And definitely shout out to Destiny and T, so make sure y'all check that out. And also, I think Jaden Smith is still number one on the box office right now when it comes to Karate Kid. He definitely did an excellent job with that whole situation and stuff. Was you able to check out Karate Kid yet, Buzzy?
Nah, but I think I might, you know, I was actually thinking about going to see Grown Ups, and I might do a little kid thing and pay for one and see two, you know, go dip in one movie, and as soon as that movie done, you know, just go see next time the other one's playing, just dip in. So it might be Karate Kid and Grown Ups this night, you know what I'm saying? Two for one special. Buy a ticket for Karate Kid and sneak into Grown Ups, you know? That's how we do it out here.
I think Google and Why Dot Lil V are back on the line with us. Google, what did you think about that song from DJ?
Yeah, I'm back online, Les?
Yeah, you are. You live.
Okay, yeah. I just thought DJ's track, she had a nice delivery on the whole track. And the beat actually complimented her flow. I like her vocal tone and her delivery. So I'm actually giving her some points, some big time points for that. Like, I heard y'all going in about the Hood Diva. But now, yeah, she brought it, though. She really brought it. I think she could bust a couple of guys and take some mics from a couple of dudes out here that's trying to rap or whatever they're trying to
do.
Yeah, she could definitely step up. Nah, I'm keeping it real. If I can say that, then that's a good look for the females, yo. Go ahead, throw your hands up, yo. That's what up.
Definitely.
She might burn,
shout
she might roast
her.
It. She might roast a couple of y'all out there. Y'all dudes need to put y'all mics down. Put your mics down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Watch
yeah,
out
shout
now.
Shout out to Cross. Becky and T, shout out to Cross. DJ got that off. She got that off. I like that track. I want to hear more. You already know. I'll leave that over
yeah,
to the...
Yeah, we definitely want to hear
more.
More. Why that Love V? What you think about that joint?
Yo, I was shocked. Like she nasty. Seriously, like, damn, she might make shit, Guru. She might make me want to put my mic down.
Hey man,
I'm over here with Guru.
I know y'all
though.
Seen her on my Twitter though. I know y'all already seen her on my Twitter, so it's
nasty.
Already official.
That,
she been on my Twitter.
She nasty with it. I need to ooh wee.
Yeah, she's dang been on my Twitter. Y'all just got to check things out, man. I mean, you know, everybody that's listening.
I hope
you're
not. Are you standing at attention right now? Are you standing at attention? Was it that hot like that?
No, go ahead, my God.
You said, chill.
Hey, the girl got that kind of seductive flow, too. She got a little seductive flow with it. Like, the beat made it a little seductive, too. Had a little elements to it, though. That's hip hop right there.
Yo, let my man Zoe
say she did a great job.
I think she did Foxy. She might be way hotter than Foxy.
No, I think she's better than Foxy.
Oh.
I think she's way better than Foxy.
Oh, most. Shit, she might be the hottest female lyrically. I don't heard it in a long ass time, to be honest.
Hey,
wow.
Brooklyn, yo. Brooklyn. You can't hold Brooklyn down. There's always going to be talent coming out of there. You already know. Shout out to Brooklyn.
Wow, he said that was the best female he heard in a while. Damn.
In a while. No, I mean, that no bullshit. Put an explanation point on that shit. Like, seriously.
Y'all crazy as hell. We're going to go to another song from your boy, Molly Man. From the Baltimore area and stuff. He's done a lot of things with a lot of mainstream independent artists, man. He got a lot of his songs on MTV, too, and things like that. Check this out. It's called Get Your Life by Molly Man. Be More. It's called Get Your Life. Once again, here we go with this switchboard BS. Oh, I need to definitely get a new switchboard. Long talk, we're going to fight today. Well, maybe the song stops like that. Is the song stopping like that? Does the song stop like that? The song actually stops like that. Maybe he didn't send me a full song. Maybe the song is not full. Maybe it's not my fault. Hold on, let's see. I'm going to try one more time. Yep, hold up. Dang, man, he sent me an empty song. All right, then. We got another song in here. It's called My Strength by Corey Guns. So we're going to play this song. And we're gonna come back. Let me know if it's hot or not. Corey Guns, My Strength.
Yeah. To all my real niggas, one Louis.
That's love.
I'm like the president.
Five.
I take what the fuck I want.
That's right.
Flames, Corey Guns. Get him.
You illiterate niggas and never learn it. Until we banging out in your blocks without the permit. I tell a nigga curb it and do the nigga like Kermit. The nigga try to curb it, show him he's a hermit. We making money earning, goons taking it turning. We shake the funny vermin, this smelly bitch and he's burning. I try to keep it music, niggas making me nervous. I ain't accountable to explain it, save it for surgeons. I only drive, I'm drove with my L, I be driven still. Niggas toddle them all, why the hell is he living still? One of my roadies no longer under our skies now. I'm confused, I'm caught up in some awkward ties now. My pop said he hated when I spazz out. He tell me take it from me, if they catch you, you ass out. Automatic 3 in SL, boy, it's hell, boy. Nah, daddy, I'm hell, boy. So fuck you talking about.
For what it's worth, I'm one myself. But my strength in the hood outruns my wealth. For what it's worth, I'm one myself. But my strength in the hood, strength in the hood. For what it's worth, myself, but my strength in the hood outruns my wealth. For what it's worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood, strength in the hood.
Another night alone, me and my $1,000 microphone, watching them in fear, now that the right is home. Command soldiers with the shyest tone, throw some block on haters, declaring my life's my own. Greed and envy, the reasons I ride alone. Squeeze to the roof is empty, they leave me to die alone. Rise so the streets can see how I've grown. I seek vengeance till I'm even, then I atone. Grateful the streets still embrace the stone. I'm parking in the same spot, they never move my cones. So even if I want to ride alone, I still control the creatures out there creeping through the brome. And I can leave you leaking through the phone with every bum and squeegee in the city at your dome. I'm getting money, keep on adding on until my hood can tell the hood that we gone. It's the general.
For what it's worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood outruns my wealth. For what it's worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood, strength in the hood. For what it's worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood outruns my wealth. Worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood, strength in the hood.
Who you think you're fucking with? It's time for punishment. Big guns don't get done, just run, you don't want it with. None of my niggas will run up with infos. Leave your body, cause it's a win. As soon as I end, the niggas pretend to be friends, but I live in December. You can still catch me with a Glock 9, nigga, I'm not lying. Pack pistols and pumps and I dump first, cause I'm not dying. I stay right up on the noble block. Soon as I walk out the house, I load the Glock. Watch for the patrolling cops. Couple of $1,000 frozen watch, melting up my left wrist, so you know my flow is hot. Nigga, don't get shot. Rolling in a two-seater with two heaters. Me and my niggas is two cheaters. So tell me, how in the fuck could you see it? Hitching me at section and Smith and Wesson, the kids' intestines cause indigestion, interception, and you can catch it. Police is catching, and you gon' need a blessing. Free trip to heaven, I got the tech, and he got the death.
For what it's worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood outruns my wealth. For what it's worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood, strength in the hood. For what it's worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood outruns my wealth. Worth, I'm one myself, but my strength in the hood, strength in the hood.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you're listening to Lush Radio Online right now, and that right there was Corey Guns, Flames, and Five the General and stuff. It's called My Strength. I want to know what you guys felt about that. Guru, how'd you feel about that joint?
Yo, am I there, Dash? You there?
Yeah, you live.
Oh,
live.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it had a nice flow. I like that beat, though. That beat kind of took me there, like put me in a trance. So I was just trying to get into Liz. I want to hear more. I gotta, you know, give him a B plus, you know, how with a capital, how with a lowercase H, you know, because I was trying to get a little concept to it, so I was just kind of trashed by the beat and just trying to catch the lyrics, so I'm gonna give him a little hot with a capital H. I mean, it's lowercase H, hot, you know what I mean? Lowercase. Definitely lowercase. I want to hear more, though. That's how I am on that one. The beat
Bugsy,
happy,
how you feel about that?
Beat definitely happened.
I'm with Guru on that, man. The beat was tight. I'm going to have to give it my lukewarm, you know, only because, it's a different side of Corey I'm hearing. You know, it's not like the joints I'm used to hearing from, you know what I mean? But it get that lukewarm for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. And Wadalov, what did you think?
Yo, you know, I'm all for the respect issue, but after the last track that we just heard, From Girly out of BK.
Yeah, put the mic down.
I'ma just leave it there, man. You know what I'm saying? Let the people judge. I'ma leave it there, man. Yo, it was cool. It was a cool song, but she just set the bar so high today. Damn.
She set the bar high. I ain't gonna lie. Her track was tough. And you know, it's tough. And you know what? Everybody that's getting played tonight got to match up against that, because that's what the panel is feeling. The panel is feeling DJ or Duh.
I think that's why Old Boy's track wasn't working. He ain't want to get put to shame, so his track wasn't working right.
Man. Hey, that's it. I mean, real talk, she set the bar up there, like, damn.
I don't know. The last cat that was on that track sounded like he had a mix of, like, you know, you remember how Bone Thugs and Harmony used to sound like? He kind of sound like that at the end. Who's laughing? What are y'all at? What's going on over there? Y'all got some ball out in front?
Shorty said to the crossroads.
Yo, he said see you at the crossroads. That mean put the mic down.
Yeah, he was like on some Bone Thugs and Harmony at the end, and then like it was Corey Flames and Five. I don't know. I mean, it just wasn't the normal Corey Guns. And then on top of that, it was just the song was all over the place to me. I didn't feel like it had any consistency in it. You know, it was all over the place. I have to give it a mix. I have mixed feelings on it. I have a mix. I have a capital M on it. I'm mixed. I have mixed feelings.
Yo, I'm gonna say
everybody took a different route on that track.
I'm gonna just say BK stand up. Like I don't think nobody tonight gonna match that track. Like seriously, like I mean it's a wrap.
I don't know. We got Cut Castro now. He sent me a track called Bottle Service. We're going to see if our man can bring us some fire, you know, in here and see if we like this joint, Cut Castro. Shout out to Cut Castro. He's definitely been supporting us on the Twitter. I'm going to see, man. See if Cut Castro got, you know, some stuff for us. He got this joint called Bottle Service. And I want to know what y'all think about this. We're going to go into this Bottle Service by Cut Castro. Is it hot or not?
I don't mean to mess your hair up when you hear us. Yeah, cause I'm feeling your vibe. I'm gonna let the bass take care of us. The kick won't scare us. The E got you looking in the sky. I'm feeling your groove. The liquor got you feeling no booze. Bought the Bacardi, she said mogul. I say you cool. She said let's head to the condo. I'm feeling like vinyl. No, I say you too. Damn, damn, you girl. You got me in a trance. I threw a couple grand. Ooh, girl, I see you on the dance floor. Camcorder. I think you need to be a model. Shorty when she transformed. With her pants off, the only thing now is to go ahead and buy you a bottle. She don't need no friends, nah, she don't drive no Benz, cause all she want is a bottle. Implants, breasts so big, now she thinks she gonna be a model. She head to the club, show a little love, that dress you gon' wanna follow. But please don't go ahead and buy her a bottle. She want it, sell it, go ahead, yeah. Got you spending your bread, yeah. Put your cups in the air, we won't care, she won't in that bottle service, 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 that bottle. When I come in the club, they check my persona. Rose on my breath, smell my aroma. Already tips, they serve me, my mama serve. Recognize I say billboards is all over. Slick, took a cut, nah, casting over. Then when I play Two-Face, I'ma play Joker. Break heart, then I give them track. I own this E in my dough, she got Louis Vuitton loafers. Acting on conceited, being mistreated. Think you bad, you can move, won't compete it. Can I keep it secret? Sales tight, freaking. Said I got no pennies, don't know what me to peep it. Never kick game, I ain't no kid, man. Look at the watch, baby, it'll train everything. But you guess like octane propane. Second 11, trying to drive it for me. She don't need no friends. Nah, she don't drive no Benz. Cause all she want is a bottle. Implants, breasts so big. Now she thinks she gonna be a model. She head to the club, show a little love. That dress you gon' wanna follow. But please don't go ahead and buy her a bottle. She want it, sell it, go ahead. Got you spending your bread. Put your cups in the air. Cops can come, we won't care. She want in that bottle service. That bottle service. That bottle service. That bottle. She want in that bottle service. That bottle service. That bottle. She go down on me, I'll make it hard to breathe. To get ahead of life, you must succeed. Dollar signs in her eyes, she see green. When she run a game on me, she flirting with OT. Easy for her, cause money grows on trees. Playing dudes left to right, I big T. Trips with keys, trips to Belize. But the best thing I like, even though come free. Yeah. She said she likes my style. She said I made her smile. Some nights she got me acting wild. All nights I try to take her down. She said she likes my style. She said I made her smile. Some nights she got me acting wild. All nights I shot. She don't need no friends. Nah, she don't.
Please don't go ahead and buy her a bottle. She wanna sell us your head. Got you spending your bread. Put your cups in the air. Cops can come, we won't care. She wantin' that bottle service, that bottle service, that bottle service, that bottle. She wantin' that bottle service, that bottle service, that bottle service, that bottle.
Wow, people, we want to know what you think about that song. That's Cut Castro right there. It's called Bottle Service. What do you guys think, fellas? Guru, what do you think about that?
Yo, Castro, where you at, man? I'll take that to the party with the you know, I ain't gonna give y'all away how I get it in, but yeah, the bottles, like we could be singing that later, cause I might sing that on the way, to the joint. You already know, so I'm gonna give him some love on that. That's how you put a hook on it, man. You know, and you know what? Everybody don't have the voice for a hook. Everybody don't have it. I'm gonna be real with you. Everybody can't pull that off. Now, let somebody else go try to sing that hook. Like, you got to have a talent to even be calling yourself, I do hooks. Like, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100 right now. Like, everybody can't do hooks. Like, stay out the game if that's not your lane, man.
That's real. That's real,
man. I appreciate that track right there, man. That's hip-hop, man. Yo, that's hip-hop right
there. Busty, what'd you think about that song?
To be honest, me personally, like, if that was on a mixtape and I was in the whip and I go off, like, the first 10 to 30 seconds, I think I might have went to the next joint just off the beginning of it. I mean, I might have to listen to it again. I just got to get at the loop without the warm.
That's it.
Why that loyal V?
Yo.
Go ahead, why that loyal V?
I'm going to show some love, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the party animal or like that, you know, but it was a cool track. But I'm going to state this, though, to all artists. Yo, my girl spit almost 32 bars, no hook. No hook. 32 straight, and it was fire. Step your game up.
Okay, this is my honest feedback. I love Cut Castro to death, and I know you got some pretty ass motherfucking teeth, and I love your teeth, man. Shout out to Cut Castro. But Castro, first, you know, it only takes me like three seconds to figure out if I like the song or not. The beginning took too long to actually like get somebody engaged with the song, right? And your song is more of like pop-ish. Not
yeah,
really hip hop, but like pop is just like a crossover song, you know. But it is a catchy song, though.
It's catchy.
It's one of those songs you can play it several times in the club, and you twist it like everybody be like, I want to get a bottle. Like, it definitely would, like, you know, if you in a club, I think it would break more in a club scene than versus radio. Yeah, it's more of a club song versus a radio song. But I think certain things were kind of redundant in the song, but I think it has potential. So it's hot, but I can't say that it matched, DJ on her song Raw. So, but I'm gonna say that I'm gonna give it a baby H today.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a baby H
today. We gotta really like appreciate what Y-Dot said about DJ's track tonight, because like it's gonna be hard for you cats after that. Like, you know, usually the headliner goes last, so this time the headliner went first, and you can see the difference between Y-Dot made a great point earlier, man. Like, step your game up or put your mic down. Like, sometimes it's like, I mean, you know, that's how it is. Like, I gotta give him love for that. Like, he's feeling the girl's song, and he's like, yo, he's comparing. Like, I mean, and that's basically why I said it earlier, man. Like, for what DJ did on that song, it's like it's really an impression. She made an impression on a lot of people tonight. You know, so I'm a big her up with that one, man, because she kind of set the standard for the show tonight. Y'all already know. It's already in effect. Y'all hear it.
Yo, Google, just give her my love. I'm talking about anytime you can put 32, I think it was between 24 and 32 bars. No hook,
yeah.
though? Straight
hey.
Fire?
Yeah, we're gonna keep it real funky right now tonight. Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I do want to hear more from Cut Castro though before I really want to decide seriously. But I'm gonna give him a baby H today and
yeah.
stuff because it was catchy. Because you can't deny you will after you hear that song, you gonna be like, I want a bottle. You be saying that. You
that's
might not
it.
Know all the other words, but you be like, I bottle.
Yeah, I definitely will remember that.
You know what, though? It's also hard to make a crossover song. I'm going to say that. So that got more than potential because it can definitely be a crossover song. It's really hard to make a crossover song.
Yeah, I think that's a crossover song, and I think it could really, like, hit in the pop market. A little bit of tweaking and stuff, it can definitely, you know, hit the pop market and stuff. It's definitely a nice crossover song and stuff. But I ain't going to lie, you know, when you done hearing that song, you're like, I ain't no bottom. I need a bottom. Do you want a bottom? Yeah, but definitely shout out to Castro. Yeah, definitely shout out to Castro out there, man. And you know what? Shout out to all the artists that's out there doing their thing. I had one artist hit me up. Like, let me tell y'all artists again, please. Once again, we have a chain of command on Lush Radio Online. The head of promo is Future Guru 100. Okay. The person that does the interviews and set up interviews is K-Star Beauty, my program manager, Cookie, okay? And then on top of that, you know, the other person that we have is, we have Ebenisha and we got Natalia. Like, you know, they deal with sales. Like, follow the chain of command. Stop hitting me with your music on my timeline. I don't want to hear that mess. You know, and if I even decide to even play your stuff, you know, you already know the situation that you got to go through before you even get your music played on here. And, you know, you holler at Guru about that, you know. We're not playing anybody music on here, but if we give you a chance, you know, we're giving honest feedback. And one artist had told me, you know, yeah, man, you need to be playing my music, son. Why? Who are you? Why should I be playing your music? Came to me like straight up like, yo, yeah, son, you should be playing my music, son. World up. You know what I mean? He said, yeah, man. I said, but do you got a buzz? You got anything going on? Like, you know, I don't even know who you are. He like, nah, man, I got a buzz, but, you know, I think I guess it's, and you only got, like, what, only, like, 200, like, followers on your Twitter, right? And when I go Google you, you got one page, which is in MySpace, right? Okay. All right, you got a buzz. All right. I'm just done with you artists. I'm done. Follow the chain of command and get at Guru, man.
Yeah, man. Don't let me start coming. I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm saving mine for get the F out of here. I'm going back to that, so I'm saving it. You know I can't hold back, Russ. You know I don't hold, you know. I'm saving the rest of mine. And to be continued on get the F out of here Friday.
That's
she said. Right now I'm just gonna say what she said, but later on I'm gonna get you.
I think we got Castro on the line. I think he wants to talk to us. Let me see what's going on with the switchboard again. It won't come on, switchboard. Oh man, this switchboard was just killing me today. I'm trying to get Castro on the line with us to tell us about how he wants to explain his track to us and stuff like that. But we'll get him on the line in a quick second, people, so bear with me with this switchboard. But, we want to get into the Get the F Out of Here Fridays. You know, that's always the fun part of the show, you know, because we go in. You know, we don't got no cut calls when it comes to Get the F Out of Here Friday. Because, you know, some of y'all people just really are retarded, and y'all really piss us off. For real, you know. You know, so we definitely want to go in on y'all today, you know. And you know you deserve it, you know, because y'all act stupid, you know.
Oh, yeah,
y'all,
like
you know y'all deserve it, you know. And I think we do have Cut Castro. Cut Castro is live on the line with us right now.
Yeah.
You know, and Cut Castro, you know, talk to us, Cut Castro, in regards to the song about the bottle service. Were you able to listen to some of the, you know, the feedback we gave you on the
song?
Yeah.
Definitely. I listen to everything, whether it's good or bad. First, I want to say thank you for even playing it, and I want to thank everybody for giving me the criticism. Like, I'm a lightheaded dude. I don't get upset when people don't like the record. But my thing is, like what you said, that record is for the club, and it's a crossover record. I wanted to make that record because as an artist, mind you, like I told you before, Lush, like I'm not a rapper. Uh-huh. I'm better than that. As an artist, it's hard to make tracks. A lot of these rappers can't do what I do, and I noticed that. It's easy for me to do what they do. Spitting, I'm not playing shorty with the 32 bars and no hook. I can do that all day. That's nothing. Y'all want me spit on the floor right now. I got bars. But ask yourself these questions. These rappers and artists coming up, they can't make songs like that. So I could turn on and off all the time. That's me. So, but I simply made that outside of my element. Like, I would promote that song to somebody else as far as pop. Now, Lush, if you want me to give you a hood track, I can give you that all day. That's not a problem. So, but just listen to the music and don't think hood. Listen to it and think of, damn, I can see this song with such and such, or him getting an award for this song. Like, it's all hip-hop regardless. Like, I do it for that era, that region. I do it for that. So, like, look at it as that mind frame, not just every time you hear artists come on the radio, it's always got to be about gangster, killing somebody, all that. Because remember when I gave it to you, Lush, she was like, yo, I don't want to hear that gangster shooting up people, this and that. Yeah. I was like, nah, you ain't got to worry about that, because I have songs where I don't curse, and I got a song for specific people. So that's how I want people to listen to me. Like, don't look at me as a rapper and put me in a box. Think outside the box when Cut makes songs, or when you see me perform. Me making a song about killing somebody, or, yo, I stand on the block with the Glock holding the rock. Like, that shit's so easy to me. But I'm an artist. My mind is real big. Real.
Okay, we're not saying, I never made the statement, Cut Castro, that, you know, we did not like the song. We basically said that it was a song that could be a crossover song. It's a catchy song, but it's more for a club. You understand? It's more for, like, club. It's not more like, if you play it on the radio, it would be something that you would constantly have to play in order for it to definitely, like, catch the people at that moment. The more for you to break it is to break it in the club. But I think with a little bit of tweaking, though, and kind of a little bit of less redundancy on some parts, I think the song has potential. That's why I gave it a little H versus a capital H. Now, you know, I hate a song, I be like, it's garbage, and I go straight in on them. I don't cut no cards with nobody's songs, and we go in. But everybody unanimously said that they like the song, but it's more like a crossover song in regards to that. It's more of a crossover song, you know what I mean? And we can't really put those two songs in the same genre and say that we really compare, because your song is more of a crossover song versus what, you know, Jay did. Jay is more of the rap street thing, and that one is more of a crossover song. So if you were looking at it as a crossover pop song, yeah, you know. But like I said, I still have to, even as a pop song, I still would have to still give it a lowercase H, you know. But like I said, I do want to hear more from you, and
That's not a problem,
We might play another song from you next week on Friday, so people can, you know, compare the two. You know what I mean? Give their feedback.
Yeah. I gave you a less ride joint, man.
I want to say, as an artist, I respect you. I respect you for your talent. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, everybody can't make music. I mean, it's easy for anybody to make 32, 50 bars. That's great. But in the era that we are in now, a lot of people can't make songs. Me, myself, I make songs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I respect you for that. You know, I respect your song, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's hard to make a crossover song, period. Period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I respect you and your mind and where you at for not being in the box. I respect that.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really do, man. It really means a lot. I really do, man. So that's cool, though.
Fellas,
fellas,
y'all got any more feedback? I think I got another song from him, Let's Ride. I'm going to play
Man.
I'm going to play that also for Cut Castro. I'm going to play
Thank
it on
you,
the show.
Thank you, Lush, yo.
And
hugs and kisses, man. I like that, man.
I want you guys to get the feedback on this song also, Let's Ride and stuff. But do you guys have any other thoughts to say to Castro while he's on?
Yeah, this Guru Castro. What's good, bro?
What it be like?
Damn, I just want to give you and I put it all in perspective to everybody that's listening, man. See, you know, on this show, the panel keeps it live, man, and everybody that's listening know that, like, the show is, like, really true to what we do. We stay in our lane, and at the same time, like,
and I respect
we appreciate when people do step out the box. So let's be clear on that. We know that everybody not going to send in gangster rap. You know that people are going to want to pass off that type of music. And then,
mm-hmm.
You know, I got to give a point, and I got to give a shout-out to what our feature artist said last week. Shout-out to the only B Palmer. He made this real clear that he wants to make music that his kids can listen to when he get his CD in the house. And I'm gonna give you a perfect example. If your family know you do songs and music, and they say, "Oh, baby, let me play your song. We're gonna have a cookout," and then you can't give them a track to play. Yo,
exactly.
What is that? I want to
ask
that one question to everybody. I want to ask that one question.
If y'all know, I ain't cursed one time in that whole song, so I can play that at my family cookout, no problem.
That's my question. So we gotta respect the people that step out the box, and you know that this is we global. Lush Radio Online got listeners in the UK, listeners in Germany. What you think they want to hear? They want to hear a little something different. So we by all means like ask people like to submit the music, but like Les said, follow the chain of command, and we'll decide. Like, come on, like you know we know what it takes out here for indie artists to get exposure, and everybody is trying to be creative. Everybody is not trying to sound like Lil Wayne or Drake or whatever you have that's y'all called normal music out here.
Exactly.
I don't even know what y'all looking for right now. But, like, shout out to what we sticking true to, man. We stand in our lane. We don't dog people out, but we giving that honest feedback, yo. And my honest feedback was that the hook was catchy. First thing came out of my mouth was the hook. That's the impression it left. I didn't really want to take it no further. But, you know, I appreciate when people make that music for the cookout. I definitely got to say that. Only because I'm piggybacking off what B. Palmer said last week, man. This show is very real, man. Shout out to Lush Radio, y'all. Bird.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, Lush.
Definitely. Stay on the line with us. I'm going to try to go into another song. Right now I'm getting Let's Live from Cut Castro and stuff. So we're going to play another song. I got a new song from Tony Yayo and 50 Cent called Pastor Patron, the remix and everything. So I'm going to play that in a few seconds until I can get Let's Ride in the arsenal for us. And, you know, I just want to say as an artist, you know, one thing that I respect about Cut Castro, he didn't get tight. He didn't get in his feelings or nothing like that. He took the corrective criticism because we didn't down him or anything. We said that basically there's certain improvements that we feel like he could make, and there's certain areas where he can push that song and it can make it, you know, if it's pushed the right way, you know. And that's what I respect from an artist. You got some artists that will start wilding out. And you say, yo, this is, son, my stuff is tight, man. Yo, what are you talking about, son? Word up, son. Son, get the fuck out of here, son.
I say this to say what you say. Like, how you ever going to get better if you can't take criticism? That's me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hear that you whack 100,000 times for you to have that one good song. So I take criticism across the board. Like, no matter. I got a hard when I was younger, real young. So it's not nothing. Like, I respect everybody's opinion. You're going to have people that don't like you. You're going to have people that do like you. I just want people that likes me more than the people that don't like me. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's all. I take criticism.
I definitely like what you're doing. Cause even take for example, B.O.B. Boss, right? You know, he just got that joint, Beautiful Girls All Over the World. He just got that hit now, but he had that other hit and people haters everywhere we go. But it took him a while to get them hit songs. They wasn't feeling all the other joints he was doing. So it took him a minute to get that hit, you know? So it might take you a while before you get that actual hit where, like, all across the board, it's like no doubt you can't deny that's the hot one right there, you know what I mean? Even some of these mainstream artists, some of them take them a while to have that actual hit song. Not all of their songs is hits. Take, for instance, your man Drake. He came out with an album and a flop. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
And taking account, half these dudes on here write their rhymes. So, like, a lot of these dudes on here write their rhymes. So, you know.
Yeah, seriously.
Y'all, I just want to say this, like, to all the indie artists, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the Lush Radio Show is for real, man. Like, step y'all game up, man. Rapping is just like sports. You either got it or you don't. You start or you ride the bench. You ride the bench and rap, get your ass out of here. You know what I'm saying? Go stick with your 9-to-5. Rapping ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can go and flow and do everything. Everybody cannot make real music, real tracks, man.
Definitely. And like we always say, you know what I'm saying, you got to find your niche in the game. I'm going to play this joint from Tony Ayo featuring 50 Cent, and we're going to have Let's Ride in a few for my boy, the one and only.
Castro.
In a second, man. Hopefully I can get this switchboard working again. This switchboard is just terrible today. It's just killing me. Blog Talk Radio is going to have a fight and hear my mouth tonight. Because they is just, like, really playing with me. But until the song comes on, let's talk about some things that some of these artists and just artists in general need to improve on when they submit music. In general, what are some of the things that we feel that they need to improve on? You know, some, all of you guys are artists and gurus, our head of promotion. But, you know, as an artist, what do you feel like some of the artists are missing out there, guys?
Me personally, it's Cut Castro. I think stop trying to sound like your favorite rapper. Like, that's not good at all because you're not showing people who you are as an artist. You're just doing it because everybody likes that favorite rapper. So you think, being that they like him, they're going to like you, which is not true. So I think people should just look in the mirror and try to become who they self, like, as an artist. Like, know your voice, know your advantages, your disadvantages. Just be yourself. That's where it comes from first. Like, you become yourself. People feed into who you are as an artist. They like you as a person and buy your album. So just be yourself. That's my best, like, I think that's what we're missing nowadays, you know.
Fellas, anybody else?
I would say consistency. Quit playing with rap, man. You know what I'm saying? Rap, I mean, I think a lot of people take this for joke and for game. You know what I'm saying? Be serious, get focused. Get, you know what I'm saying, get with some high producers up and coming. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of individuals that will work with you. Yo, make hot music. You know what I'm saying? Make your music. Not what everybody else wants to hear. Make your music. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, get with Lush and Guru. They'll blow you up. It's a wrap.
I like how you dropped that joint right there. That was eloquent.
Eloquent.
Go look up Eloquent, man. If y'all fucking with it, go look up Eloquent. Get classy. Get classy and eloquent, man. Support. Stop being a crab in the barrel. Like, if you go look up eloquent, you won't want to be a crab in the barrel. Like, come on, man. This is how this work around here, man. That don't sound crab-like. That sound eloquent, man. Like, classy. Support the show, y'all. We already know.
Who the hell says that? Who comes out and just say, yo, that shit is eloquent?
It's eloquent. Nice and quick, yo. After this session, man, log on to Lush Radio
online. Oh, man. Bugsy, what do you feel like artists are missing, yo? What do you feel they're missing?
Oh, shit, I'm kind of lost, man. I actually just had to take a phone call, you know, Mom Duke's call, so, you know, I had to take that, man. So I'm actually just
you see how Bugsy be treating us, y'all? You lucky it was Mom, because if it wasn't Mom, then we'd be
hey,
right
hey, if it wasn't Mom's, I wouldn't have answered the phone.
That's right, Bugsy. That's right.
Oh, I'm rude like that, man. I don't answer phone calls to certain people, man, you know.
Bugsy, we said what are some of these artists missing, independent artists?
Support, talent, management. They lacking a lot. They just focused on being on TV and being in the CD store. They're not looking at the hard work and the behind the scenes. They just looking for the get rich quick scheme. They don't even know how to read, and they looking for the get rich quick scheme.
Some of these artists just don't have talent for real. Some of these artists just don't have talent at all. I don't know who the hell lied to they ass. But they just don't got no dance.
You know who lied to them, Lush. You know the hood lied to them.
They just need to stop doing it. I just can't stand it no more. You know, this artist, you know, I get, you know, my inbox, me and Goose inbox is filled every single day with artists sending me stuff. And half of the stuff, I have to just throw it straight in the trash because it's garbage. And I don't know who the hell lied to them. Like, for real. You know what? I think I'm trying to get Ride on, but my switchboard is acting up. And if I don't get to play Ride today, I'm going to play it during the week next week. And next week, Friday, so we can get feedback on it. But Cupcast show, so I'm going to try to get it, but the switchboard acting up. Since it is, we about to cut the show off in a second. We might as well go in with our get the fuck out of here since it's Friday, you know. And I'm in the mood to get the fuck out of here. The first get the fuck out of here is Blog Talk. Like, what the hell is going on with the switchboard? Y'all really bugging out today, man. Get the fuck out of here off the switchboard, for real. The fuck out of here with the switchboard tonight. Guru, go ahead and get them. Guru, go ahead and get them.
Oh, yeah, I got one, man. a shout out to everybody that's listening, but I got to get the fuck out of here because Les just said so simply, like, follow the chain of command, and she told y'all earlier, and, you know, don't expect us, like, to do you all nice and lovely when you ain't trying to do us nice and lovely, because we here for y'all. Like, I mean, I can't even put it like y'all not here for us. We know y'all are. But we here for y'all. So show that love and show that respect. And now, if you don't understand how I put that, I'm going to have to say we deal with PayPal. We don't even deal with letters and cards and envelopes, man. We online. We deal with PayPal. Y'all know how we do. We go like five times what we ask for y'all, we go five times that, and then the team does too. So if you don't know what Retweet Squad is all about, just go to RT Squad. And if you don't follow that tonight, get the fuck out of here. Because that's what the team, that's the hardcore team shit right there. And Lush Girls International too. Word up. RT Squad, it's so simple. Y'all know what the team do. We retweet for y'all. Who does that? First of all, don't try to copy the concept. We did it already. It's me and Les is in the winning circle. RT Squad, wake up, y'all. That's it. I told him I was going to go in.
Yo, Cutcastle, get him, Cutcastle, get him.
I'm trying to find a good one. I was thinking about something that disturbed me yesterday. I had on a peach shirt matching, you know, and this girl said she texted, mind you, she knows me, so she probably see me down the block. They didn't say what's up, none of that. But I think when I passed her, because I didn't notice her, she said, you got on peach? What's the special occasion? Like, I want to say get the fuck out of here for that, because, like, who cares what I got on? You know what I mean? Like, how about good morning first? Wherever the hell you go, you see me, don't say what's up, but you text me and say, what's the peach about? Get the fuck out of here. Like, that shit don't make no sense to me, man.
I'll
say a whole government, like, because this shit don't make no sense to me, man. Like, it really don't. That shit gets on my nerves, man.
Yeah, like, man.
Wow.
Yo, you really sound angry, John.
Yeah,
you can say, good morning is a good greeting. How are you doing? Haven't seen me in a while. Good morning. You got on a peach shirt? What's that about?
Me,
like, come on.
You want me to text her for you, son?
Nah, don't text her, man. She ain't worth it, man.
Dude, stupid.
Not even worth it, man. Not even worth it, man.
For real, yo. What's her Twitter, yo?
She doesn't even have one. She doesn't even have one.
Yeah, we want to put her on blast for that, asking about that peach. What's up with that?
Wow.
What the peach about? Like, bitch, I got style. That's why I can wear peach anytime I want. No problem. Like,
my text would have been, none of your business. Get the fuck out of here. That was my text. I would have texted that.
I was just silent, man. I looked at the text and said, this don't make no damn sense, yeah. Just kept moving.
Wow, man.
They said text that get no reply.
Hold on. Hold up, Bugsy, go ahead and go in, Bugsy.
Oh, yo, my get the fuck out of here is for these motherfuckers on Twitter. If you're not following me and you send me a tweet in my line talking about follow you and I ain't never had a conversation with you, at least follow me first and then I'll follow you. Don't get mad at me when I rash on you and tell you don't fucking ask me to fight. They want to say don't be so harsh, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, get out of here. Been tweeting niggas like follow me. Like, it's not about following. Conversate with motherfuckers, man. Get the fuck out of here with that follow me shit, man.
Fuck out of here, man.
Oh, man. Oh, why dot love me? Get him.
Yo, hey, actually, though, I'm going to change the page. I got a real get the fuck out of here, yo. Yo, whenever everybody get time, go, you know what I'm saying, look up the story. His name is Ashford Thompson. He was just sentenced to the death penalty, and they're going to give it to him within a year for killing a Twinsburg police cop. And this is a racist-ass motherfucking police station. Yo, the police abused the fuck out of my man before he even got my man's, like, license and shit back when he called it in on the fucking radio. Before the report even came back, he had my man slammed up on the fucking, on a car, on the ground. He threatened to pull the dog out on him. Yo, my man snapped, he shot him 4 times in the head. I don't condone violence, I don't. But the police need to understand they can't be fucking with niggas out here with that racist bullshit. So to everybody who like dogging the shit out of him because he's just a evil, cruel-ass person for killing a cop, for somebody fucking with him, because he thought the cop was going to shoot him because he was reaching for something. And everybody know if a cop reaching for something, it ain't fucking
me. It's basically over, yeah.
Well, I'm going to just say, get the fuck out of here to the whole police station. And everybody rocking my man, Ashford Thompson. Fuck out of here.
Wow, that was such a deep fuck out of here. I don't even know what the fuck to say now. I got to say, get the fuck out of here. Damn. That shit fucked me up. That shit fucked me up, man. Well, I do got to get the fuck out of here. I got two. One is VP. You know, y'all cash man knew what the hell was going on. It's a conspiracy theory. It's all population control. And y'all just trying to get rid of people and kill off the ecosystem, man. You already know what it is. My man, after they heard about it, the CEO was riding around on his freaking, you know what I'm saying, yacht. You know, chilling and head blowing in the wind and stuff while people suffering. Yo, CEO of BP, get the fuck out of here, man. Also, man, you know what I'm saying? For real, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Yo, get the fuck out of here for raising them gas prices on his suit.
Get the fuck out of here for sitting here trying to act like y'all gonna put Obama in President Obama in office. Like, we don't know what y'all trying to do on the slick side and slowly raise them up and everything. Come on, man. Gas is like up to like what, $3, $4 right now. That's crazy. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Like my man TK Kirkland said.
Then on top of that, right? The general that's gonna come over here, and then you ain't gonna be man enough to pull your man President Obama to the side and say, "Yo, my dude, look, man, I'm not really feeling your swag, I'm not feeling your stuff. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Talk to the man. You don't have to go all on the magazine. Did they pay you for that? I hope they paid you, son. Because if they ain't pay you, you shit out of luck. And for you acting reckless, get the fuck out of here, because a soldier knows that they must protect their president first. So get the fuck out of here and pay attention to detail,
huh? And to the judge that sentenced my man, because she up for re-election. Tell her to get the fuck out of here, too.
Wow. And, yo, the other thing is, if you're not following Lush Radio Online, if you're not following my home team, Team Lush Radio, if you ain't following Guru, Emma, E2K Magazine, K-Star Beauty, Ebenisha, Genius Music, Bugsy, Cut Castro, Y.Lord B, Guru, man, the whole squad, Microphone Bully, everybody that rocks with Lush, all of our beautiful, sexy ladies all across the world, if you're not, then you really need to lube your butthole up, stick something in it, and get the fuck out of here.
Go roof yourself after that. You need to roof yourself. Like, fuck it. Fuck the world. You didn't lube up. And you got the fuck out of here. You need to jump off the roof after that. Like, there's no sense of living no more.
Oh, shit.
For real.
Oh, man.
But make sure when you roof yourself, you listen to Lush Radio while you're doing it. So that's the last thing you need to hear. So
Definitely. And then on top of that, this is the last one, yo. For all y'all artists out there that consistently write stuff on my Twitter, like I know who you are, like we had a conversation, like you know my mom Dukes or something, and y'all just wilding out on Twitter, like sending me like 50 million songs, son.
And yo, I'm nice, son.
Yo, word up, son. No,
word up. Word the mother, son. I'm telling you.
Well,
my shit's fire.
Jenny Juice, son. Word up. Like, I done
Jay-Z
like
ain't got nothing on me. Word up.
Son. I done did like 50 bitches, son. Word up, son. I'm a gangster nigga, son. Word
I'm
up.
I'm from Biggie Rock.
I'm a teddy bear, son.
You know my shit
I'm
hot.
I'm a teddy bear, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Word up, son. Get the fuck out of here, son. Yo, this Lush Radio Online, man, giving y'all the real. Swiftwater was wilding out today, but we still had fun. Y'all rocked out with us. Next week, we got more songs from Cut Cast on some new artists, man. It is what it is. Lush Radio Online. We don't do it for us, we do it for the people, man. Get money. Like, stop talking about how much stuff that you doing out here in the streets. I know you broke, son. You can't even feed your kids, man. I've been in your crib. Get the fuck out of here, man. For real. Real talk. And I got to put some of y'all cats on blast because y'all don't know what's really good. But it is what it is. I'm out of here. I don't promote violence, man. I ain't trying to smack nobody. I'm trying to be peaceful. 48 knows the power, baby. Get your power up, man. Get out of here. Get a following. And then holler at me. Mwah. I love you. Let's make y'all laugh, man. I gotta get the fuck out of here, man. I'm hungry.
Shout out to the Lush Girls and shout out to Lush Radio and shout out to everybody following us on Twitter.
Shout out to Lush. Shout out to Guru, Ebb. Shout out to Cleveland Diva. Shout out to Shimmy, Cleveland, Jersey, York. Everybody.
Make sure you ask Lush about the T-shirts, the Lush Girl T-shirts, and she'll give you the PayPal link if you really want to be down and rock with us, man. Just pay attention to the shirts. Pictures going up this evening. Pictures posted
definitely
on Twick, doing everywhere else. Twick, pick it, motherfucker. Check it out. Check it out.
You're crazy. You're
crazy,
son. Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, we out of here for real, though. Make sure you stay tuned to www.lustradioonline.com each and every Friday, Hot or Not Friday. Pick the CEO, lustradioonline@gmail.com. And we out of here. Peace. Later.